Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sydney Lang. A man accused of killing two women in Melbourne in 1977 may soon be sent back to Australia after a court in Rome approved the Australian government's request to have him returned. The man, 65-year-old Perry Kouroumbalis, has been in jail in Rome since his arrest in September. He says he is innocent and no charges have been made against him yet. Mr. Kouroumbalis was arrested at Rome's Fiumicino Airport after flying there from Athens. He left Australia for Greece in 2017 when police asked him to give a DNA sample. The victims, 28-year-old Suzanne Armstrong and 27-year-old Suzanne Bartlett, were found dead in their home on Easy Street in Collingwood, a suburb of Melbourne, in January 1977. Russia and the United States are blaming each other for making the war in Ukraine worse. Russian politician Maria Butina says the US could risk starting World War III if it lets Ukraine use American long-range missiles to attack Russia. Reports say US President Joe Biden has approved the use of Storm Shadow missiles for strikes inside Russian territory. The UK and France also give Ukraine these missiles, but only allow their use on Russian targets inside Ukraine. The US missiles might be used in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces took control of land earlier this year. North Korea recently sent troops to that area to help Russian forces. US State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller refused to confirm these reports.
I'm not going to speak to or confirm any policy changes. But when you look at escalation of this conflict, it has been Russia that has escalated the conflict time and time again. And that includes just in the recent month when Russia recruited the deployment of more than 11,000 North Korean soldiers who are now on the front lines in Kursk, engaging in combat operations against the Ukrainian military.
The Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, says the UN Security Council must do something to stop the fighting in Gaza and Lebanon. At the same time, the United Kingdom's Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, says the situation in northern Gaza is a nightmare, with disease, destruction and pain. Ambassador Mansour told the Security Council there is only one thing they should do.
Demanding an immediate and unconditional ceasefire under Chapter 7 of the Charter. We are running out of time. The fate of the region cannot be left to be decided by those blinded by hate and fanatic ideology. It has to be determined by the law.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sydney Lang.